I appreciate what also our brother shared this morning, that they willfully forget. A lot of people, they don't want to know. But actually, in their heart, they do know. A judgment will come. Right? They know, but they put it aside. They didn't want to know, although in their heart they know there is a God. This is why when a sixth seal is opened, everybody knew, from the greatest to the lowest person, from the kings to the servants, they all know that a great day of God's judgment has arrived. And they're trying to hide, every one of them. Every one of them trying to hide. You may not accept it today. You may not think, oh, the Lord is coming. But there is judgment. But when a judgment comes, where are you going to hide? In the caves? You're going to the mountain? Rocky Mountain? <That's him. laughs> There would be no place for you to hide. You know, Peter was very sure that he said right there that beginning, he says, by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water. Why did Peter say that? Because Peter knew that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, there was judgment that took place. Right? So the judgment that is coming or that is to come, it's not the first time. Right? The first time was in Genesis chapter 1. And that judgment was because Satan rebelled against God. There was a pre-Adamic age when God gave the rule of this world at that time, before Adam. God gave it to the archangel Lucifer. Yeah. He was the wisest, the most beautiful. Right. So, because the angels were firstly created, so God gave the authority and the rule at that time, the dominion, to the angels. This is why Satan was called what? The prince, the ruler of this world. Now, since when did he become a ruler of this world? You tell me, when? Not when Adam was created. Right? So, it was before Adam. Then, at that time, the whole world, the creatures in those times, they sided with Satan to rebel against God. So God judged the archangel at that time, and he became Satan. But God did not take the authority away from him. Why not? Because he wants us to do it. Amen. Men to do it. That is why God came back and renovated in six days plus one. The seventh day is the Sabbath day. So God renovated the earth and created Adam. It's a very special creation according to his image, in his likeness, and told them to have dominion over all things, especially over the creeping things, the snake, and subdue the earth. So God wanted us to have dominion. And Psalm 8 says that very, very clearly, and confirm by Hebrews chapter 2. What is man that you have created man? A man is very important. So there was already a judgment. So the first judgment, you can see the whole earth, not just part of the earth, the whole earth was beneath the water. Darkness was there. Right. So you can see there was chaos. There was chaos. The word chaos, right, as we have written there, means chaos after judgment. Just like the Second World War, Europe became chaotic. Everything was destroyed. So Peter already told us there was judgment. And what kind of a judgment was that? It was and must have been a terrible judgment. And the Lord didn't let us know the details. But don't you think if we know it today that Peter didn't know? You just said it, right? He has vision. Well, praise the Lord. He knew that there was judgment. So when he talked about judgment, he mentioned the first judgment, which must have been terrible. This is why John, even the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 5 says the whole world lies in the hands of the evil one. Right. When did that happen? Right there in the very beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. Right. So, and then he said, verse 6, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. Right. It was flooded with water. It's not referring to Noah's time, but then when God created the heavens and the earth. Right. Then he continued to say, but the heavens and the earth which are now preserved by the same word that created the heavens and the earth are reserved for fire. And now, this coming judgment is not going to be by water now, but by fire. Because then, at the time of Noah, it was by water. But it was only that part of the world during Noah's time. But that heavens and the earth that are now preserved since the time of Noah are preserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So Peter is not going to spare us from the judgment. In chapter 2, he talks about the judgment too. The time of Noah, the time of Lot. And he mentioned even the angels are reserved for judgment. And we have to put Jude together with that chapter of Peter because they talk about the same thing. It's really amazing. Right? People don't like to hear about judgment. They think, well, judgment. They don't care about judgment. Of course, right now they don't care. But it's going to come. Judgment is going to come. This is why Peter not only talked about the coming of the Lord, but he warned us concerning the severe judgment to come. Many of the Christians, even, they don't care so much about it. Right. But it definitely will come. Right. Peter stressed this fact. Why? Because we need it. We need it. Right. None of us want judgment, do you? even traffic judgment. That's why we try to drive safely, right? According to the law, because, hey, if you got a ticket and you have to appear before a judge, it's not nice. It's not very pleasant. Right? So nobody wants judgment. But we have to know. We have to know. Right? And then people say, well, it's been a long time since the Lord was crucified, he rose again, and he ascended until today. Nothing happens about judgment, right? How long have you lived in Canada?
Long time.
A long time. Judgment?
Some decades, no.
Oh, no judgment? So don't worry about judgment, right? Nobody cares about judgment. But judgment is coming. Right? Judgment is coming. You know, in the scriptures, the numbers have also spiritual meaning. And we also need spiritual insight into the meaning of the numbers. Why is it that the Lord created or recreated, renovate the earth in 6 days? He could have done it in one day, right? He could have said, let there be everything, and all, then everything will be there. One day is good enough. You think he needs 6 days? Why did he use 6 days? And then the seventh day is the Sabbath. Because Peter quoted there the word in Psalms that for God 1,000 years is as just one day, as yesterday. Don't think Peter thought about that verse by himself. No, it is written in the Bible. Right? So, if that is the case, 6 days plus one day, which is 7 days, right, the Lord has given this world since the day of Adam, right, since the renovation, 6,000 years for man to rule on this earth. And what happened? What result? It's terrible. No righteousness, as you said. Lawlessness. And that's why it was very clear in the book of Daniel that democracy has come to an end. And all of these things happening is a confirmation. That word was confirmed. Democracy is coming to an end. And what is the next age? This 10 toes, the beast will appear. And the seventh day, the Sabbath day, is the millennial kingdom, which we all need to enter in. Amen. We all need to enter in. Right. So the day of the Lord, for the Lord, one day is equals 1,000 years. For us, 1,000 years is a long time. For the Lord, is only one day. And since the Lord was crucified, rose again, and ascended, right, until now, it is how many 1,000 years? 2,000 years. 2 days. For him, it's 2 days. And the 3,000 years will be the millennial kingdom. Definitely. Right. So when Peter said here that, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, And 1,000 years as one day. So, how many days? Now we are approaching the third day. We are approaching the third day. Right. And meaning to say, the 3,000 years. You think the Lord will not come after 1,000 years more?
Oh, He will definitely will.
He's coming. He is really coming. So the third day is approaching. The third day. Remember the third day?
Yeah.
Right. So, now is the time, whether we like it or not, right, according to what the Word of God says, this will be the Sabbath day, the Sabbath year, the 7,000 years, 6,000 plus 1,000. Then the Lord will come already to fulfill that. So may we all be ready.
Yeah.
This is confirmed, actually. This is really confirmed. This is why the seventh day is a very important day. Right? In the book of Revelation, it is always 6 plus 1. The 7 seals. You have 6 seals, and then the last one is the 7th. And the 7th is always the 7th trumpet after the 7th seal is open. Now the 7th trumpet is also 6 plus 1. Although you can see the number 3 and 4 there, but I'm not going to get into it, right? But what is important for us is to see the 6 plus 1. But the 7 trumpets, you have 4 trumpets and the 3 woes, right? But then you also have the 6 trumpets and the 7th trumpet, which are the 7 bowls. So you can see that 6 and 1 is a significant number. So we are waiting now for the Lord's coming. And this is why Peter used this verse. 1,000 years is for the Lord as one day. Right. So we need to be prepared. Okay? Let's be prepared.
Amen.
Judgment Day is coming.